You know, Mike, this is a great day, and you did a terrific job recognizing Tom and others, but I want to recognize someone very special in this project, and he's referred to as employee number one. You know, everything starts with employee number one, and that employee was Mike Ming, and without Mike, your vision, your passion, your connection, this wouldn't have happened. So the other thing with GE is scale. And so we've gone from one now to 120 since July 15th, since we took over the site. And I can see this continuing to grow in the future. So just for perspective, when you think about GE and the Global Research Center, for many of you, what is it? What's the role of the Research Center? And I'll take you back to our roots, which GE was founded by the famous innovator Thomas Edison. So in 1892, the company was formed. And think about it, that's before the U.S. power grid was built out. And so at that point in time, Thomas Edison, Elihu Thompson, Steinmetz, famous physicist, said, if we're going to really transform the world's energy system and electrify the world, we should understand how this stuff works. And so there's letters where the original lab was launched back in New York in 1900, and it was around electromagnetics, electrochemistry. And here we are 100-plus years later with just this modern industrial revolution that was fueled from that insight. So the role of the Research Center in GE is all about seeing the future, moving the future, and creating the future. And that's why I think we're so excited about the Oklahoma site, is because this is about the future of oil and gas and the future of energy going forward. So when you think about that mission, Edison also, his famous quote was, I find out what the world wants and I invent it. And so if you think about it, that's what this is all about. And in GE, we had that one research center in 1900. Today, this is our 10th global research center. So as we've become a global company, we've taken the belief that you've got to help the world see the future in these massive industries. And so when you look at these 10 centers, it's a network. So while we have 120 PhDs and scientists here, soon to expand and grow, it's part of a 3,000-person global network in areas all over the world like China, India, Brazil, and other locations like San Ramon as we push the digital industrial side. So this is a network that can both use and give to what we call the GE store. So we're extremely excited to be here in Oklahoma. Another question you may have is why now? I think this is another great example of the partnership that with GE and the community of Oklahoma and the talent from the universities, we can really see beyond short-term news headlines and things and really look at generational build-out cycles and infrastructure improvements for our kids and generations to come. When you think about oil and gas in a silo, you get one sense. We look at it as an ecosystem of energy, $5 trillion energy ecosystem, a $4 trillion transportation ecosystem. Those are both fueled by the oil and gas technologies and capability. And so in GE, we'll sit around the table in our reviews, and we'll have an oil and gas business led by Lorenzo trying to find ways to pull BTUs out of the ground. We just planted a renewable business as a tier one, grabbing BTUs out of the air. They hand those BTUs to our power business, makes them into electricity. The power business hands them to our electrical connections business, which moves them through transmission and distribution, AC, DC, high voltage, low voltage, and they hand them to consumers and our current business, which is trying to get people to use less of them. So when you look at this ecosystem, it's one connected network that really moves the world forward in progress. And we are making multi-billion dollar bets in things like the world's most efficient H gas turbine, the world's most efficient jet engines that move people around the world, and oil and gas is vital to the blood that fuels the economies around the world, and more than half of the world's electricity and power come from oil and gas. So it's vital and critical as we see going forward. And just one comment on the GE brain, and when you think about our global research centers, this concept of the GE store, so I'm going to give the team here some accountability, because there's two sides to that. There's days you're going to check into the GE store and pull technology here to help out the oil and gas industry. We also expect innovation and ideas that can come from here and help the aviation industry or our healthcare industry. So this is a role that we have both sides. We call it sort of the horizontal and the vertical. And one area would be if you look at what it takes for unconventional wells and drilling, the issues of multi-phase flow, things like sand and corrosion. You look at flying jet engines over the Middle East in dusty and desert environments, the coatings that solve those problems go across both industries. So that's how this industry works. That's how this system of globalization works. Another is renewables. We talked about that. We're going to do inspection technologies. You'll see some examples here for offshore oil rigs, for methane gas detection. You're losing inspection as a service. How do we do that with the alternative energy industry with the 30,000 wind turbines that we have running around the world to make them operate more efficiently? So this is the GE store, and I couldn't be prouder to be here today with the team here. It's just absolutely amazing what you've done in such a short time, and Mike, with your leadership. So I want a special thanks to Governor Fallon, who's here. We had a terrific discussion and dinner last night with a lot of the customers, our customers and partners, and visionaries about from the Department of Energy about the future, and great discussions. And, congratulations, Mike, again to you and to everybody here.